were are temporal. These flesh bodies were for a period of time. What holds that flesh body up is what you are, which is a spirit. Mm-hmm. Proof. Jesus was on the cross. It says he gave, yelled with a loud voice, and he says, and he gave up the ghost, and then the body died. Amen? So the flesh body was never, ever, ever meant to be eternal. From the day we're born, this thing starts to wither away. It doesn't get younger, it gets older. Amen? So, what are we talking about? The last day. Was Andrew's last day when he passed on this earth? It was not. It was not. The last day, which the scripture speaks about, is the day of judgment. And all of us have to come to that day. Amen? Amen. So, Andrew has done his time here. And what all of us need to be concerned with is how we live our lives while we're here. I'm listening to an account of his brother's life, and he spent his life well. The brother said that he had a smile on his face all the time. You can't fake a smile. There's either got to be joy in your heart for real, or you're the best actor on the planet. And I don't think he's the best actor on the planet. He had joy, and you can only get that joy from God, from Jesus Christ. I read in his life account that he accepted Jesus Christ very young in his life. That would explain why he cared about other people. That would explain why he looked out and was a big brother to many that I heard in the room. Why he looked out for the sisters in the neighborhood. Because he knew Jesus Christ. Amen? Some would say, I can just be a good person. Good ain't gonna cut it. Amen? Because by what measure do we judge good? You know, you may be good out in front of folks, but what are you doing at home? See, God sees all things, and this is what we need to be concerned about. He sees the dark things in every last one of our lives. And come judgment day, there is not going to be any pulling the wool over his eyes. The last day, it will not be no pulling the wool over his eyes. So, here's the base scripture that I wanted you all to read and make sure that you write down, read it when you get home. And this is an account of the fact that there is life after death. Jesus said, I am not the God of the dead, but of the living. When Abraham passed from this earth, he didn't die. His flesh body died. His body went to be with the Father. To be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. The Bible says that all souls belong unto God. And upon the death of this body, they all return to God. Is he waiting to return to him? Not according to the Bible, and that's what I want you to see. What we'll all be waiting for is the day of judgment, but we're not waiting to return to God. He's with the Father right now. And that's a blessing. Now, how is he going to spend eternal life upon? That's going to be decided on judgment day, the last day. Because, again, our spirits are meant to be eternal. You can be eternal damnation, or you can be eternal of pleasure, of living with the Father. And that's what we're going to deal with right now. The book of Luke, chapter 16, verse 19 through 30, and it reads, there was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared scrumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which had laid at the gate, full of sores, and desired to be fed of the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried away by the angels into Abraham's bosom. If Abraham is dead, how is he able to greet somebody? Huh? When Lazarus died, Abraham's at the door saying, hey, welcome, brother. Gave him a hug in his bosom. Okay. Amen? So the flesh body dies, but the spirit is eternal. Then it says, in Abraham's bosom. And then the rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torment, and seeing Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. Now, when we leave this place, if you haven't lived right, warning everybody, if you're not living your life with Jesus Christ, warning everybody, there's a place for you when you leave here. It's not over after you did what least I got through this world. Nope. The one that's after this one you better be concerned with. It says this brother's in hell, in torment, and in this very place of torment, you can see the good side. Because he says he can see Lazarus over there hanging out with Abraham. He can't pass over to that, which is what we're going to read, but he can sure enough see it. Amen? So look, it says, and he saw Lazarus over there in his bosom, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. And it says, but Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received thy good thing, and likewise Lazarus' evil thing. Now he's telling him, hey man, when you was in the world in your flesh body, you didn't have no regard for God. You were doing your thing. You had your Armani suits on, you drove your Mercedes-Benz, you had your bunch of honey, you was doing it. You didn't care about me at all. And you swore that that's what life was about. You thought that that's what life is about, because the world tells us that's what life is about. Get the money and your life will be happy. Wrong. Okay? He says, man, you had your chance. And he says to him, have mercy upon him, that he dip my finger and cool me in, for I am tormented in flames. But he says, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and thou art tormented. He says, you're going through the tormented, and now he lived his life right. He's got paradise. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. You can't pass it. Hell, paradise. Get it? You with me? Hell, paradise. Can't pass. But you can see one another. Can't pass them. He says, and then he said, I pray, and I'm almost done. I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Let me stop one second. Look at that. This brother left this world. He left his flesh body. His spirit went to hell because he wasn't living right. He at least had enough compassion and said, you know what? My sons are doing the same thing I'm doing. They're going to end up right where I'm at. Send Lazarus to warn them for me, please. Because I don't want them to come here where I'm at. This is my message to everybody in this room today. How we live in our lives. Because brother Andrew, his time here is spent. He can't add nothing else to this world. If he could, he'd come back and warn y'all about something. Or tell you how good it is. Depending on where he's at. He's in that paradise. He's off the chain. He'd come back and tell you. But he can't. The flesh time is over for him. He can't tell you nothing. You need to get it on your own at this point. He's done his time here. And he's with the Father. What are you going to do? That's what we better be concerned about. What are you going to do? This brother says, I got five brothers. They all just like me. They all. Please send somebody back and warn them. Abraham said unto him, you can't. He said, they got preachers back there to tell them. Let them listen to them. Or pick up the Bible themselves. More important than a preacher. You don't need no preacher. Pick up this book yourself. and study. That's what God says. Study to show thyself approved. You don't need no guy to tell you nothing. You don't need me to tell you nothing. Pick up the book and study. That's the most important thing you ever do. And in conclusion, and he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto them, if they heard not Moses and the prophets, neither will they persuade them, though one rose from the dead. Let me tell you something about Satan. Satan is so deceptive that he gets his claws in us. And we know something is bad for us, but we won't stop. He just told him, he said, if I send somebody from the dead, your brother ain't going to stop drinking. He going to say, yeah, I saw that dead man, but I got to get him my drink. You see what I'm saying? He know, he sees somebody from the dead, and he know, man, I got to quit stealing and quit gambling. He's still going to steal. I got to get mine. He's still going to do it. Satan is good. But I tell you, I don't know about y'all, when I know somebody is making a fool out of me, I don't like being made a fool out of, and I'm going to fight back. Amen? We're being made a fool out of. Let's get angry and fight back. How do we fight back? We get in that book. Am I telling you to go to a church? N-O. You might end up worse than you are now, nowadays. There's a lot of fake phony preachers in there trying to pimp you and get your money. That ain't what I'm trying to tell you to do. I'm telling you to read your Bible. Learn of Jesus Christ. Accept Him as your Lord and Savior. Let the Word change your life. It will change your life if you get in it. So that's my message to you today. Get into the Word of God, because there's something after this world. Brother Andrew has spent his time here on earth in the flesh, and now it's time to spend his life in eternity. You have a major transition from this flesh to the spirit realm. But you will. We all, because this thing don't last forever. I'm 41. I'm getting older now. You can dunk a basketball star. I can't do none of that, man. Back hurting. Pulled my back the other day. No, this body thing is something else. But we got to look beyond that. And on that note, that's all I got for you. Let us pray. At this time, gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the name of your Son, Jesus, Lord. As you said in your word, Father, in the sower, the sower the seed, that the devil is going to come and try to snatch every bit of truth that these people heard here today right back away. He's going to say, don't listen to that man. That man don't know what he's talking about. He wants to deceive him. He wants to keep him deceived. Lord, I pray against that right now. I pray that everyone in this room take the words of your Son Jesus Christ and they sew them and connect them to their soul and remember them and lock their mind on them and learn to fight against the enemy, because that's he. We only got one adversary, the enemy. And I ask that everyone walk out this room, Lord, upon this day of the homecoming of Brother Andrew Wilson Jr. I ask that everyone walk out this room changed from this day, Lord, that they take from here not mourning or grief, but a new path in their lives, Lord, that they may receive that eternal life which you speak about in your word, Lord. I ask it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.